Talking to Jack Hawksworth, end of practice session one, Friday here in Edmonton. Jack, you turned the quickest lap. Kind of went back and forth. Actually, Stefan Rosinski was in first for a couple of laps. I guess that shows how valuable experience this track is. But what do you have to say about the track? How was it out there for you your first time?
Yeah, the track's cool. It's a strange track. It's a combination of a road course, but with really, really tight hairpins as well. The grip seemed pretty decent out there, and the track was a lot of fun to drive. I really enjoyed it. I think it would be challenging, especially from an engineering point of view around this place. And I think it's going to be a really fun weekend.
Is it bumpy? Is it the nature of under-braking or what?
Yeah, it's kind of street circuit-like with the bumps. Like, it's bumpier than most circuits, but it's not quite at the same level of bumpiness as somewhere like Toronto.
Okay. I think you turned a 28-something. How low you figure it's going to go in qualifying tomorrow?
Yeah, no idea. A lot quicker than that, I would think, because the track's going to improve. Obviously, you know, everybody will put new tyres on, and the times will drop significantly. If I'm guessing, I think qualifying might be 25s, 26s, something around that.
Now, lots of hairpins, you say. Braking zones usually make for good passings. Is there a lot of room to have people dive bomb you and go after things here, passing room?
Yeah, definitely. If you're quicker than the guy in front, or if the guy behind you is quicker than you, then there's going to be opportunities around this place. It's heavy braking zones, difficult to defend from because there's so many of them. So you're going to see some action this weekend.
Now, I understand that IndyCar made a rules change about driving in the past couple of races where the driver in the lead is allowed to make the first move in terms of defending. Is that going to make a difference in this race here?
I guess, since the start of the year, you've always been able to, as the guy in front of the guy behind you, you've always been able to move to the inside prior to the guy behind. Obviously, you're not allowed to react to their movement, but from a perspective of if you're defending, it makes a big difference, because if you're not allowed to move across and change your line prior to exiting the corner, then you're a sitting duck. I actually think the way the rules written over here for the blocking rule is actually perfect, because you get rid of the weaving and you get rid of the squeezing of the drivers against the wall and stuff like that, but you're still allowed to defend your position. It's also quite tactical as well. You've got to know as soon as you come out of the corner, am I going to the inside, or am I staying on the outside? And if you guess wrong and the guy reacts behind you, you can't react to that, and it's a sort of a very fair rule.
What do you expect from the race? Is it going to be like Toronto, lots of yellows? Or are you expecting a little cleaner race? Any thoughts?
I certainly can't see it being as yellow as Toronto was. I think this place will be much more green. I expect that one of the races might even go by without a caution. Track's a lot more open. There's less chance to put it in the wall around here. And also, I think that if somebody does go off, they'll be able to clean it up a bit quick. Without the walls and whatnot there. So I expect less yellows around there, but you just never know, do you?
Okay, terrific. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Cheers, Peter.